Board meeting a few days ago, but we finally caught up with you. Let's start with the school calendar, because we're going to pretty much keep what we got. Is that the deal?
Yep. And we are the initial data on the measures of academic progress test scores indicate that our new calendar is working well. Teachers are pleased with it. In general, the feedback that we got on the parent from the parents also was positive. So we are looking at a 160-day student day calendar again. We're going to try and increase the consistency, as that was something that our parents asked for. And so we will be looking at the second and fourth Fridays off each month. And so we were able to do that, I think, on 7 of the 9 months, something like that. So that will help give some consistency to the calendar. And we're looking again at the 3-day Thanksgiving break so that folks have a travel day on the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. That was also well received. And then looking at graduation being just a tad earlier next year rather than the first Saturday in June, the way the calendar falls, we will be out the end of May, and I believe graduation will be the last Saturday in May.
Oh.
So some interesting changes, and I think a really good calendar, and should be great for our kids.
Well, I noticed one of the things that you talked about was to approve district-wide goals, and one of those is the school culture. What does that mean?
We wanted to focus strictly on discipline, but then we decided, no, we want it to be from the board side to be broader. We want to improve our school culture. In other words, the entire learning environment that can relate to discipline. It can relate to expectations. It can relate to, you know, respect and how students treat each other, how adults treat students, students treat adults. Just looking at our overall culture, because as a school board, you want to set general goals, and then you have your administration get a little bit more specific, and then your employees even more specific, and you kind of work your goals down that way.
Okay. Another one is to focus on math and reading. That's a continuation of what you've already been doing.
Correct.
That's tied into, what is that?
QComp. Yeah. Our QComp goals, and we've been heavily focused on math, but again, we don't want our reading to slip, because our reading scores have been very good over the recent past, and we certainly don't want to lose that edge. But so we want to continue to focus there, but also on math.
And also on your strategy about balancing tech and those kinds of
right,
career classes.
As our school district continues to have a little bit more of a decline, we want to make sure that our balance between career technical education and college bound doesn't get out of whack. We had a great forum last week bringing together some folks in the community to talk about career technical education, which is your industrial arts, business, and family and consumer sciences. And we want to make sure that we're serving all of our students and giving them the opportunities they need, whether they're going to pursue a two-year type of degree or a vocational certificate, or whether they're planning, you know, to go to med school.
In 25 words or less, state school trust lands exchange.
That's an impossibility, Jay. You know
okay,
that.
Okay, moving right along. Suffice it to say, it's a complicated issue.
It is complicated. And what makes it more complicated for St. Louis County, for Cook County, and for Lake County is that we currently have some federal lands within our borders that we receive funding for. And if those federal lands are traded out, there may be some impact on school funding. And so we're just proceeding very cautiously. A number of districts have passed resolutions supporting the land trust exchange, but we are looking for more information before we pass that resolution. I think that's very wise on the board. Certainly, we appreciate legislative efforts to increase school funding, but just due to the complexity of our school funding, having the Boundary Waters Canoe Area federal land in our funding formula, we need to be cautious.
Speaking of the legislature, they're going to give you some money back.
Well, that's what they say, and supposedly our payments will be up a little bit, and that would be just great. It helps us. But one of the things that we also want to note is that as we do get that money back, That is not new money. And we really want to stress that, that getting this money back, yes, is important. And we truly appreciate that. But certainly hope that our state legislators get us some new money in the formula. Because as we account for inflation, our school funding, when inflation is counted for, has dropped drastically.
Yeah, easy to forget that this is paying back an IOU.
Correct.
Well, speaking of IOUs, looks like you're going to be around another 3 years.
Yes, I'm very pleased that the board did offer me a three-year contract, and I am seriously considering that, and hope to sign that here shortly.
And included in that contract is superintendent and what else?
Community ed. I just want to clarify, I know that the Cook County News Herald reported that I would not be doing community ed director duties. However, that's not quite right. I will continue as community education director, as clearly outlined in my contract.
Okay, and we've had some pretty exciting sports lately.
We have, and you know, and it's not just sports, but you know, the to have a Alpine ski team at state, how awesome is that? Mm-hmm. And certainly the girls basketball team, the way they finished off their season, just really want to applaud them. And if you listen to the game on Saturday evening, talk about girls who played with heart and played up all the way to the very end. So proud of them.
It gave the top seed a big scare.
Yeah, they did. And you know, then we can add into that our Knowledge Bowl, and robotics is starting to gear up.
Yeah, we did a robotics story earlier in this program.
Right. So just a lot of really great things going on at ISD 166, and thanks to the kids who put in those efforts and advisors as well.
Okay. Well, we'll talk with you again after the next board meeting, if not before. We've been speaking with Beth Schwartz. She is superintendent at ISD 166. Thanks, Beth.
Thanks, Jay.